Brian and Sue, you are physically moving in old churches. Are you've already physically moved an old church to your property? Tell us what the church was and kind of what you're doing with it.
Okay, what we did is it was the old American Legion Hall in New Windsor, and they had closed the Legion Hall in last summer, and so we decided to purchase it and move it out to our property, and it has a lot of historical value for our area. It was built in 1850 as one of the first schoolhouses in Rivoli Township. It stayed a schoolhouse until they overgrew it, and it became a Methodist Episcopal Church in 1868, and then it remained that until about the 1800s, about 1880, when it became the Evangelical Free Mission Church. It stayed that church until the 1950s when it became the Legion Hall. We got it and moved it out to our property and are restoring it as a church again. And the historical value, which we didn't know until we started really digging the history, that when it was the Evangelical Free Mission Church, they held services in Swedish. And for the Swedes that immigrated here that couldn't speak English, they taught English. Oh, wow. Well, what we found out was my great-great-grandmother and grandfather probably got married in that church, wow, learned English in that church, and were buried in that church. So it has a lot of historical value for me. And, you know, I hope we are restoring it into a chapel again and use it as a part of our Parker Run Vineyards and the wedding venue.
So people can actually have a wedding ceremony within that chapel, per se, and then have the reception on the property, too. That's a pretty good business model.
Right, yeah. We have a place where they get married outside right now, but if it rains, they're kind of in a pickle. But this will give them an opportunity to have the wedding in the church if they prefer, or if they get rained out, they can have it there and then move their reception over to the barn, which this year has been our best year. We have over 23 weddings scheduled. And already have a couple of weddings for 2020.